Welcome to Reconquest on the Crusade channel of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Brother Andre Marie, your host, coming to you from St. Benedict Center in Richmond, New Hampshire. Our websites are Catholicism.org and Reconquest.net. My email address, in case you'd like to email me with any questions or suggestions or complaints or threats, is bam@catholicism.org. That's bam@catholicism.org. I'm easily found on Twitter @brother_Andre and on Facebook. Tonight's show, and it's the first one in a while where I actually have a guest, and my guest tonight is in studio. The topic is Mary in the Hebrew Scriptures, and my guest is Sister Maria Filomena, the director of the St. Augustine Institute of Wisdom. We're going to talk about typology. This is the promised part two of last week's show, where we were looking at Old Testament types. And most of what I talked about after introducing the concept of typology and types was the types of our Lord that there are in the Old Testament. And of course, I in no way was exhaustive, either in the number of sheer types or in the depth into which I went concerning each type. But tonight, as the promised follow-up, we're going to talk about Mary in the Hebrew Scriptures. So we're talking about basically Old Testament types of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in so doing, Sister and I kind of talked about this ahead of time. We plotted and schemed a bit. And we came up with the plan that we would, at first, just sort of enumerate a list of types, just to kind of give you an idea of the range that we're talking about of different kinds of types. And then we're going to talk about, in depth, we're going to try to focus on two specific types of the Blessed Virgin in more detail. Before we proceed, I should say one thing. Last week's show, the audio was a little off on it, if you listen to the audio on the show, and there's a reason for that. I have to humbly profess this in public. I was all by myself because my sound engineer, our own brother Joseph Mary, was away on retreat last week, and I was in the studio all by myself, and I am not terribly talented at all this electronic stuff, whereas he is. So I made a boo-boo and ended up recording with the internal microphones on my computer when I thought I was recording with the fancy-schmancy microphone that I had in front of my face the whole time. But now, brother's here, all is well, and we're operating on all cylinders right now. So, without any further ado, I'm going to welcome my guest, Sister Maria Filomena, the director of the St. Augustine Institute of Wisdom. Good evening, Sister.
Good evening, brother.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
All right, so we're going to talk by way of introductory comments. Just sort of, why don't you help me tick off a list of Marian types that we get in the Old Testament? So you start.
Well, the first one is Eve.
The first one is Eve. Now we're gonna talk about her in more detail. I'll give Miriam, the sister of Moses.
Sarah, the wife of Abraham.
Okay, Hannah or Anna, the mother of the prophet Samuel.
Deborah, who worked with the prophet Baruch.
Okay, Judith, the great liberator of Israel.
And if you want another woman who killed a man, I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's Jael.
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 Yeah. Yeah, she's the guy. She's the guy. Yeah, she's the guy.
she worked with Deborah.
she's the gal who I think that the bad guy's name was Sisera, and she took a tent peg and
went through his temple.
Yeah, put it from one temple to the other. So a type of Our Lady as the crusher of the head of the evil one. Did we do Esther yet?
No.
Then I'll do Esther.
you took the big one.
so you'll, now, of course, she was a great queen. The king of the people. And of course, she was married, remember, to a pagan king, and the people were going to be destroyed by the machinations of the wicked Ammon. And Mordecai, her uncle, assisted her, and she went in before the king. And when she went in before him, there's sort of a scene of the Blessed Virgin entering the throne room of heaven and interceding. And she intercedes, and because of her intercession, Ammon ended up getting hung on that gibbet that he had set up for Mordecai.
Yeah. So. And there's the heroic mother of the Maccabees.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Heroic mother of the Maccabees, yes. And I'm going to give a woman who's not an historical person, but somebody that Solomon's mother told him about, if only he had heeded mom's advice, the strong woman of Proverbs 31, the woman who's described there. She's a type of Our Lady.
Also the spouse of the Canticles is a type of Our Lady.
Yeah, okay. The spouse, the bride in the Canticle of Canticles, or the Song of Songs, as that book is called in some Bibles, or again, the Song of Samuel. How's about the daughter of Sion? This is another figure who shows up throughout the Old Testament, various wisdom books and so forth. Again, it's not a concrete person, but the daughter of Sion is mentioned many times.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. How about if we go to things, the burning bush of Moses?
Okay, so how does the burning bush foreshadow Our Lady?
The bush is burnt, but not consumed. With Our Lady's divine maternity and her perpetual virginity.
So it's on fire, but it's not consumed.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm going to go with another abstract thing, and this is in the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, we have wisdom itself. Mm-hmm. Sophia, of course, is the Greek word. I'm forgetting the Hebrew word. Of course, the Latin word is sapientia, and it's feminine in Greek. It's feminine in Latin. I'm not sure about Hebrew, but I think it is feminine in Hebrew as well. So wisdom, created wisdom, uncreated wisdom is, of course, the second person of the Trinity. But created wisdom is a type of the Blessed Virgin. And there's a lot that's said about wisdom in the Old Testament wisdom literature that the Church applies liturgically to the Blessed Mother. Any more?
Oh, sure. The garden enclosed, the fountain sealed up, both from the Canticle of Canticles.
Okay, the garden enclosed. Okay, showing Our Lady's virginity, and she's also the place where God likes to dwell.
And on that same score, then, you also have the Garden of Eden itself as a figure of Our Lady.
Okay, so Eve and the place that she dwelt in, both figuring Our Lady. So the Garden of Eden, how is that a type of Our Lady?
Well, it's the tied in with the earth. Well, it's the home of the new Adam, and that the womb of Our Lady was the home of the Garden of Eden was the home of Adam, and Our Lady's womb was the home of the new Adam.
Okay. And actually, we can go beyond that and say the earth itself,
yes,
before it was cursed.
The virgin earth, they call
it. Yeah, the virgin earth before the earth was cursed. That's the earth out of which Adam was drawn. And of course, the new Adam is Christ. We know that from last week, if you didn't know it before then. We know that. And that's biblical. That's right from St. Paul. So Christ is the new Adam, and Adam was drawn out of the uncursed earth. The new uncursed earth is the Blessed Virgin Mary, who out of whose flesh Christ is drawn. Of course, there was no human seed, no seed of man that went into Christ's human
conception.
Therefore, we're talking about the Immaculately Conceived Mother of God as the uncursed earth out of whom the new Adam comes. I've got one more, and then I've run out. And the one more that I've got is Actually, no, I already ran out.
Oh, I've got some
more.
I was going to say
the daughter of, it looks like you're going to beat me in this contest. So what else have you got, sister?
So the dove with the olive branch from the Ark, because Our Lady carries to the world the Prince of Peace. The rainbow, which has also been used as a type, a very interesting type of our Lord's scourging, the bent back colored. Mm-hmm. But the rainbow itself, it was a sign of a promise, and Our Lady is the promise that was given to Adam and Eve in the garden of the redemption.
And of course, I just have to interject at this moment. Oh, wait, I should interject with something else. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade channel of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. This is Brother Andre Marie. I am interviewing Sister Maria Filomena, and we are talking about types of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Old Testament. The name of the show is Mary in the Hebrew Scriptures. And Sister is presently making me look bad by coming up with more types of the Blessed Virgin in the Old Testament than I could come up with. That said, though, I want to interject on something else, because you just talked about the rainbow as a type of the Blessed Virgin. It kind of has to be said today. The rainbow was a sign of God's covenant with man, that he would never destroy the world again with a flood. Unfortunately, the kind of people who brought down God's wrath and brought upon us the flood and brought upon us such cataclysms as the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah have appropriated the rainbow for themselves today, so that the rainbow has become a symbol of the LGBTQLMNOP movement, which of course is wicked, because the rainbow is a great, just like they appropriate the word gay, which is a perfectly innocent word, they've appropriated the rainbow, which is a perfectly innocent symbol, natural phenomenon, and something that God himself instituted, and we know from Genesis, as a sign of the covenant that he made, that he would not destroy the world again with the flood. That being said, the rainbow is ours, it's not theirs. But I won't go walking around with a rainbow T-shirt and keen the next time I'm there. So, continuing right on, sister.
The rod of Aaron flowered outside of the normal course of nature. So Our Lady, a lot of the figures have to do with Our Lady's divine maternity and her perpetual virginity. One I particularly like is the Fleece of Gideon. Gideon had asked for a sign because he was nervous about taking so few men. God kept cutting his men down, and then he was nervous about going into battle this way. And he was asking for signs, and so one sign was the fleece would be wet and all the earth around it would be dry. And then he reversed it, I forget which one came first.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
One was dry and the ground was wet, and then the fleece was wet and the ground was dry, again showing Our Lady's fruitfulness outside of the normal course of nature.
Okay, very good. And of course, Gideon was one of the early judges before the era of kings and after the Joshua had led the people into the Holy Land. So, and he had to lead people in battle. So that was very, very important when he was going into battle. His number of men got pared down and he kind of needed a sign.
Yeah.
All right. So there we have sort of a mega list of types. And we should know before proceeding that some of these types are what you might call stronger types, and other ones are weaker. Mm-hmm. For instance, when we talk about Eve, there's a very strong typology. It's deeply, deeply rooted in the fathers of the church. And there's so much of a contrasting, and there's so much of a beautiful compare-contrast between Eve and the Blessed Virgin Mary that you don't have with, say, you know, Aaron's rod. I mean, it captures a couple of attributes of Our Lady, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think in her case, is it so steeped in the tradition of the church, in the fathers. But I'm not, you know, dissing Aaron's rod, but I'm just saying that there are some types which are clearly much, much stronger than others.
Would the ladder of Jacob be a strong one or a weak one? Because that's Our Lady's intercession, the connection between heaven and earth.
Yeah, well, of course, Jacob's ladder is a type of our Lord. And a lot of these types of our Lord, a lot of these types of Our Lady are also types of our Lord. We're going to talk about the Ark of the Covenant as a type of the Blessed Mother. It's also a type of our Lord. And that's not a problem for two reasons. Number one, We're talking about Old Testament typology, and something can be a type of more than one thing. You're not talking about a literal identity. So Joseph of the Old Testament is prefigurative of Saint Joseph of the New Testament, and he's also prefigurative of our Lord. He's a type of both, and there's no contradiction there. So there's no contradiction between the Ark or the ladder of Jacob being a type of both. And then in the case of where you have a double typology, where Jesus and Mary are both foreshadowed by the same thing, not only is that not a contradiction, it's kind of complementary, because Jesus and Mary sort of form a team in the redemption, just as Adam and Eve formed a team in the fall. But I don't think that's one of the stronger ones. I mean, I think the Eve typology is much stronger than that, and the Ark of the Covenant typology is stronger than that. However, it's clearly there. By the way, when you're talking about a person, I think you always have a stronger typology than when you're talking about an object.
With maybe the exception of the Ark itself.
Yeah, I think the Ark is sort of uniquely. I think the Ark is in a unique category as far as things that prefigure the Blessed Virgin in the Old Testament. Okay, so that said, we're going to move on to the couple that we wanted to talk about in some more detail. But I think what we ought to do is save that, go to break right now so that we can come back fresh. From the break, start right on. You're listening to Reconquest on the Crusade channel of the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.
You're listening to Reconquest with Brother Andre Marie, seeking that which was lost and fighting for it. Exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.